When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Canty in for Key. Good morning, guys.
What's happening, Max?
What's happening?
What's popping, Chris? What's popping, Chris?
I can't call it, Jay. How many hours of sleep are you working off of right now, bro?
Two.
2 hours of sleep?
Two.
So you playing hurt today?
Oh, yeah. It's all right. We playing through it.
You playing through it?
Okay. We here.
You getting it done?
I'm shooting with my eyes closed, but I'm shooting.
Shoot or shoot.
UConn beats San Diego State, as everyone thought they would, 76-59. That's the fifth national title for UConn. They covered every spread. They won every game by double digits.
Beautiful thing when they do that,
Max,
right?
Can I tell you how much I'm looking forward to our conversation in 4 minutes with Jim Calhoun when he called us in? Jim Calhoun turned me down. He took Tony Roberson over me, and I want to talk to him about it. Right. I feel some type of way.
It's amazing how athletes remember that stuff, right? Like, the way he feels about Jim Calhoun is how I feel about former NFL head coach and now assistant coach down with the Carolina Panthers, Jim Caldwell. So once upon a time, Jim Caldwell was, I guess you could say, recruiting me out of high school when he was the head coach at Wake Forest, and he said that if this one player, whose name is Cardell Richardson, didn't commit to coming to school there, didn't accept the scholarship, that he would then in turn sign me. He'd offer me a scholarship and sign me. Turns out the kid from Centerville, Virginia, decided to go to Wake Forest, which was my preferred school, and I ended up having to go to Virginia. And I never let him forget about it. When he was with the Baltimore Ravens, I was there playing, and I always asked him when I passed him in the hallway, how'd that decision to sign Cardell Richardson work out for you?
What was his response?
He just laughed it off. He laughed it off. But it's something that he continues to talk about, even when people interview him about it, because I'll never let him forget about it. But when Jay said that about Coach Calhoun, it just reminded me of that story. Athletes never forget that kind of stuff where they feel slighted that you pick somebody else over them.
Or even, like, I think of MJ's Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, yeah.
What is the greatest of all time? He still has some kind of resentment toward not just the people who snubbed him. He has to build something up toward everyone in his life. Yeah. Kids, coaches, doesn't matter who it is. Everyone's catching it.
Yeah.
And Max, let me tell you how this story worked out. So I don't go to UConn. Tony Roberson goes to UConn. I then commit to Duke. And that year I get picked as National Player of the Year, and I play for USA Basketball. And we go to the U.S. Hoop Summit. Right, where it's like, you know, all these guys play high school basketball against the other top tier country across the world. And we played in Tampa, and that's where we all go to the Final Four game, the national championship game, 99. And guess who beats my team in the national championship? Jim Calhoun and UConn. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my goodness. This is what I signed up for. So that's the way it happened. That's the way it goes down.
UConn's in a really interesting position because of, you know, Jim Calhoun and now you got Dan Hurley, and you're talking about five. You know, when I talk about UCLA and Kentucky, and I say, oh, they got to be on because that's 1-2, 11-8, right? That's a whole – but then North Carolina got six. Next one UConn gets, they're tied for third all time.
Yeah, but the last couple of decades, though, Max, they win in a chip every
what?
Every four years.
This is what I'm saying. So not only are you starting to make the, not only are you good consistently through the recent years, but you're starting to climb the all-time ladder of championships.
Yeah, we need to go win a chip next year because I don't know if I can have UConn ahead of our
squad. See, you're starting to get nervous.
Y'all get the best players money can buy with that recruiting class you got coming in, Jay. So y'all should be okay.
Don't sleep on it next year, man. We're going to be right there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about next year's class on top of this year's class.
That's right.
Oof. it's getting a little gangster.
I'm just wondering how much money Jay is kicking into that fund that they got going on at Duke.
No, we okay. We got people way more well off than
Jay
me.
Jay said they don't need my little pennies.
We are joined now by 3-time national champion head coach Jim Calhoun himself. Morning, Coach.
Good morning. A little tired, but it's a good way to be tired.
Jim, it's Jay Williams here. I got to ask you. Why'd you take Tony Roberson over me, Coach? What happened? What did I do?
Yeah, you know, I begged you to come. You said, Coach, I got to be my own man. This is Jay, man. I took Tony, young Tony from Providence. He could play a little bit. Not Jay.
He could go. He was a real one.
He was, honestly, if I could ever have controlled him, he's a good kid and stuff. He could have been a special player for us.
Yeah. Jim, tell me about, I've known Danny since I've been 7, 8 years old. When you came to the point of having conversations with him, I've always known that he had something special about him. When did you recognize that there was something special and different about Dan Hurley?
Well, my son Jeff went to 5-star camp with him and said, by the way, I met this kid. We said, Danny Hurley, this is Bobby Hurley's son? And then young Bob, and so it kind of got from there. And he said, I think he's a little crazy. And come to find out, he was 100% right about that, by the way. He was crazy, and maybe still is. I don't know. Maybe his elevated money stuff is making him a lot less crazy. No, he's a driven guy. When he first came, he complained about some of the things, and I finally looked at him. I said, hey, Danny, let me give you some advice. If you win a lot of games, they'll pay you a lot of money. Okay, and secondly, if you don't, they'll fire you. So here's the thing. Worry about what you can control, your team. Stop worrying about people say, don't say, just coach your team. And obviously, over the last 5 or 6 years, he's done an incredible job of putting this together. And, you know, for us Huskies, it's pretty special. You know, I saw that Mike was kind enough to say the other day, you don't think UConn's a blue blood even before we won the 5th one. So, you know, Danny's bought into that. And one thing about he's a driven guy and and he's made a lot of adjustments to coaches over the past 5 or 6 years. I've had some talks with him, and especially over the last 2 years, particularly as we started to turn the corner talent-wise. You know, he's made some adjustments, and that's the thing of a stubborn guy like he and me. It's really important that you make the adjustments. You're not conceding anything. You're growing.
Coach, there's no doubt in my mind that this is an all-time run when you look at how UConn performed in the tournament across the 6 games that they played. They had a plus 120-point differential. If you add up the time that they've trailed in the second half of all 6 games, it adds up to 1 minute. So my question to you is, how impressive has this dominant run been that UConn was on for the on their way to the national championship?
Well, for us, I'd only compare it to 204. When we had 6 first-round draft choices, I think 4 of them being lotteries, Ben, Mecca, Charlie Villanueva, Marcus Williams, et cetera. And the reason I say that, except for the Duke game, which was the semifinals, was a war, and I think it ended up being a 3 or 4 point game, we re-averaged well over 22. And that's because we were good. And the reason that they're dominating, they're solid. They play great defense, which didn't at first get great recognition. They have 2 guys in the middle that no one else has. And it's unusual to have 10 fouls in the middle, by the way, and offense in the middle, which creates those 3-point shots being made. Now, I have no question that they're a terrific, terrific team. In my opinion, one of the better teams in the last 4 or 5 years.
Jim, where do you think they rank up against some of the teams that you have? Because I was just telling the guys about going down to Tampa as a senior in high school for the McDonald's All-American game and watching. I can never forget that 99 team. Even when I came from my visit to you guys, like playing with Khalid Al-Amin and Freeman and Jake Bosco, and Rip. That's one of the best teams I think you guys have ever had.
34-2 because we were so connected. That team lost to Vince Carter and company, okay, Jameson, et cetera, in the final 8 the year before. Great story. We get on the bus, and they assure me, there's nothing being assured, we're coming back next year to win. And we did. 34-2 was a great team. And you're right. 04 was more talented, and we lost to Mecca a little bit during it, but that was the most talented. But clearly and very definitively, you're right. That was one of the ideal teams. And this team has a feel of that. Whoever they call upon delivers. That's amazing, right? I think we're all been on teams to kind of understand that. But, you know, Joey California delivers. You know, he makes big shots. How about the Newton kid last night, you know, being maybe – close to the best player on the court, except for a couple turnovers. Snogo was, but and Hawkins. I mean, this team became so much more of a full team. You got to play against 10, and they got depth, and they shoot. And here's the thing: I truly believe that losing streak, that 5 out of 6, created them not to want it to happen again. They like being 14-0, so they kind of looked into each other. I think Jenny did a lot of that kind of stuff with them to understand. You guys want to be really good? Let's reconnect. Let's be one. And I think they are.
Talking to 3-time national championship head coach Jim Calhoun. And coach, just take a step back and look at the tournament as a whole. We didn't see any number one seeds in the Elite Eight. And with the run that Florida Atlantic and San Diego State went on, it stirred up the conversation about tournament expansion. Where does that sit with you when we talk about expanding the NCAA field from 68 teams to potentially 90 teams?
Yeah, I have great fear of taking away the regular season. I think if you get where I can be a 500 team and I are close to it or a little above it and get in, I think that's wrong. I like having the Cinderellas, and as long as they don't beat you, like George Mason beat us. As long as that doesn't happen. You know, I mean, and honestly, I just think it's best for the game. I don't think it's a privilege. I don't think that it's automatic you should get in the NCAA tournament. I think it's an earned responsibility, and when you make it, you got to make it special. So I'm not one of those who's worried about just making more money. I would love to see us stay where we are, only because even this year, and you guys can certainly talk about this, how many great teams, say, besides us, did you guys see play? And when we see a lot of those great teams, and Jay was on some of them, certainly at Duke and other places, I mean, they were great teams. There were 4 or 5 pros, and I mentioned Vince Carter, Jameson. Oh, they were all on the same team. Ed Cota, all that, Brenton, Haywood. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't want to thin it out too much. I still believe that you should earn it. And if you're really good, you will be Florida Atlantic. You will be San Diego State.
UConn now sitting on 5 national titles all time. The man who won 3 of them is head coach Jim Calhoun. We appreciate your time this morning, coach.
All right, Jim.
Have a great day, guys. Appreciate it, Jay. Great seeing you, hearing your voice again.
Good seeing you too, brother.
Jay, was it as satisfying as you'd hoped?
No, it was not. It's okay. It still drives me to this day, Max.
Should the Colts draft Anthony Richardson or trade for Lamar Jackson? KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
When you watch Anthony, like, he's just different.
You know, just trying to showcase my arm talent. You know, I can't be consistent and accurate, so I just try to showcase that a bit. And you know, just showcase my arm strength because everybody knows about that as well. So just trying to do those things.
Keyshawn, hey. J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Canty in for Key. Todd McShay's 2023 NFL Mock Draft 4.0 released this morning.
Max, I feel like when Jeezy comes on, you got to give a...
Come on, Max.
You got to bounce a little bit.
A little bit. You got to bounce a little bit.
You have to.
So McShay's got C.J. Stroud going to the Panthers 1 overall. Bryce Young to the Texans 2 overall. The Colts he has in a mock trade with Arizona, who don't need a quarterback. They paid Kyler Murray. Take Anthony Richardson at 3 overall. Will Anderson, the pass rusher, goes to the Arizona Cardinals at 4 overall. And the Seattle Seahawks with Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle, at 5 overall.
Yep.
Now, all right. I got some things to say about that. Will Levis is the 4th quarterback off the board at number 14, Tampa Bay, in a mock trade.
Mm-hmm.
And Hendon Hooker makes it 5 quarterbacks in the first round, all the way down at 23 to the Vikings. Mm. Chris, what stood out to you about this?
Well, I mean, obviously it's the quarterbacks and the trade at number 3. If you think back to a couple of years ago when we saw 5 quarterbacks go in the first round, the Trevor Lawrence draft, that number 3 pick was traded to the San Francisco 49ers right around this time in the days and the weeks leading up to the NFL draft. So that's one of the places that we circled once the Carolina Panthers did the deal with the Chicago Bears. So the number 3 pick is thought to be in play just because, like you said, Arizona doesn't need a quarterback. But what Arizona doesn't want to do is slide back to the point where they don't have their choice of the top position players. That's why the Colts in Arizona making a trade makes a lot of sense. But the one thing that I will say about Anthony Richardson, as much as I'm intrigued about his talent, his physical attributes, it's a projection. It's a huge risk because you're not talking about a player that showed a lot of consistency in a couple of years in action down in Florida. A player that you don't really have a lot of questions about in terms of his ability to impact your team's ability to win is Lamar Jackson. And he's thought to be available via trade because he can't come to a contract resolution with the Baltimore Ravens. Chris Ballard was one of the first general managers at the owners' meetings last week that said, we're doing our due diligence on the player. And so I think it's interesting that the Colts are deliberating between whether or not they want to go after a quarterback in this year's draft class or if they're going to use the draft capital, the 4th overall pick, as a part of a package to send to the Ravens in order to get Lamar Jackson.
Hey, CeCe, let me ask you this, because I've been talking to a lot of people around the NFL, and one of the rumors I'm hearing, because we love reckless speculation on this show,
yeah, of course,
is that they're slightly intrigued by Will Levitt. If that's the case, how do you even begin to go about that, right? You're obviously monitoring the Lamar Jackson situation. You're trying to see if other teams engage in trade talk or they want to come to the table with paying him that type of money. But if they don't, you're trying to work that out. Like, but if you bring in Will Levitt for a workout, doesn't that show your hand? How do you navigate around that if that's the case?
Well, I mean, they're bringing in Will Levis, but they already worked out C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. I think that was yesterday. So, I mean, they're doing their due diligence on all the top quarterbacks. And this is a team that's been in quarterback hell for some years now. Think about it. Since Andrew Luck has retired, you're talking about
I'm talking about the Ravens, CeCe.
Well, I mean, if you're the Ravens, you've got to do your due diligence on this class too, right? Because if you don't have a successor for Lamar Jackson that's in-house, then a team that could potentially be willing to trade a top 10 draft choice as a part of a deal to get Lamar, you might be in a position to get a quarterback on the rookie wage scale, which allows you to make other moves when it comes to the rest of your team. So if you're Baltimore, everything is on the table. But I will say this, is not a one-year or a one-move proposition in terms of replacing a player of Lamar Jackson's ilk, just because you don't find those guys. So it's highly unlikely that you're going to move off of a Lamar Jackson and bring in one of these quarterbacks and have the same success rate to the point where you're talking about this guy being an MVP in his first 2 years in the league.
See, the thing about Lamar, is that's a bird in the hand. You don't have to wonder about how it projects out. You have to pay for it, but you don't have to wonder. He is 3 weeks younger than Joe Burrow. Well, but Joe Burrow's great in the big games. You know me, I'm the biggest Joe Burrow fan in the world. Other than Patrick Mahomes, give me Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
But actually, just this last season, when they went head-to-head, Lamar outplayed
Joe Burrow and
beat him because he outplayed him down the stretch. Like, Lamar Jackson is that dude.
But not just this year, Max.
Yeah.
Like, since Joe Burrow got to Cincinnati, Joe Burrow has had problems with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson.
But you know why?
Lamar Jackson has also beaten Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, finally,
Lamar Jackson has also beaten Josh Allen. So yeah. Think about
it took three or four years to get Mahomes, but yeah.
But all I'm simply saying is think about the premier quarterbacks in the AFC.
Of
Lamar,
course.
You got to have somebody that can contend at that level, and Lamar has proven he can do that. So if you're Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard, knowing that Chris Ballard is going to be on the hot seat coming into this year, why wouldn't you take a big swing with a guy like Lamar Jackson?
Forget about a big swing for a second.
As opposed to a quarterback that's an unproven commodity out of college.
Forget about a big swing for a second. The swing has to do with two things, injury risk and the risk of decline faster than other quarterbacks because how leg-dependent, not that he can't throw, but how leg-dependent his game is, legs age differently than arm and all the hits he's taking.
No. You misconstrued what I'm saying. I'm not saying big swing in terms of the risk associated with Lamar. I'm saying big swing in terms of what it would take to acquire the player.
But that's what I'm getting to. No, I get it. But what I'm saying is the swing in terms of what you might miss is that. The reason it's not actually a big swing in terms of what you're investing in one player as a percentage of your cap with Lamar is because think about it. Is this rookie quarterback contract thing a real thing? Well, who just won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, Mahomes.
Is he on a rookie contract?
No.
Who won the year before?
Matt Stafford.
Was he on a rookie contract?
No.
Who won the year before?
Tom Brady.
Was he on a rookie contract?
Yeah, but that was a below market contract.
But it was $30 million a year, which is close to the top of the market. My point is this. The rookie contract thing applies to quarterbacks who are something less than elite. When you pay a quarterback at the top of the market, it's important that you do it, not simply because he's the next guy up and you don't want to lose him. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott.
Pat Mahomes won a Super Bowl on a rookie contract.
And after the rookie contract.
Yeah, sure.
Both. The point is, when you choose to pay a guy at the tippy top of the market, boy, he better to be able to compensate for holes on the team, for problems elsewhere on the roster because you don't have the same resources. So now you look at Lamar Jackson. Guys, he has a 75% winning percentage for his career thereabouts, one of the winningest of all time on a team the last couple of years. Everyone's hurt. You don't have a defense. You don't have an offense. All you have when he's on the field is Lamar. And that's enough to win almost more than anyone else. He's not a risk that way. He's the guy, along with Patrick Mahomes and a couple other guys, where if you pay him, well, now I don't have enough money for this or that. It doesn't matter. You're going to compete.
Yeah, and so my only question is, because Jim Irsay came out and said he's not about the business of guaranteed contracts. But, Jay Will, if you're the Indianapolis Colts, can you make a case to go with one of these young quarterbacks out of the draft over Lamar Jackson?
No, you cannot. Unless you're just telling me you're going through a complete rebuild.
Right?
I don't think that. I agree with that. Jay Will's not wrong.
No, he's
like,
right.
I agree with that. Like, based on where the Indianapolis Colts are at, I don't think it's a situation where you have to strip it all down, especially when you consider division. The Tennessee Titans are on the downside. The Houston Texans are on the downside. Yeah, you see the upward trajectory of Jacksonville, but it ain't like they can't be got if you have somebody at the quarterback position,
Chris,
like Lamar. So
my
point
thing, Chris,
is this. If you're the Colts, you can go from being in quarterback hell to being the preeminent team in the AFC South by just one trade this offseason. Why wouldn't you make that move? The only answer to why you wouldn't make that move is because your owner, Jim Irsay, would be holding the line with the other owners when it comes to sending a message about players getting guaranteed contracts.
Something I want to talk to you guys about when we come back from break is everybody keeps saying, should Indy make a move for Lamar? But I would flip it, CC, and ask you, if you're Lamar, even if Indy can pay you, do you want to go to Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you see that being a place that's going to be the future of your career? We should talk about that coming back from break, Max.
76ers and Celtics tonight. Is this a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals? Which team?
Maybe we should talk about that instead.
Is more susceptible to an early playoff exit? Well, we'll start. This is the plan now. We're going to start by answering the question
Max,
asked.
I'm the captain now.
Let's not get. All right, cut off his mic. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I don't think Jaylen Brown was happy that he was involved in trade discussions with the Nets last summer.
I think he's one of the best players in the game today, but if he's feeling some type of way, that leaves the door open for other ball clubs to bid for.
If he somehow becomes a free agent, I could see him going elsewhere just to try something new and to be the man.
Then yes, the Celtics should be worried because he doesn't owe them jack other than the effort that he's putting forth now to win a championship.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Chris Canty in for Key today. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay, before we get into the 76ers and Celtics tonight, is it an Eastern Conference Finals preview? You brought up a question because we were talking Lamar and should the Colts want him, duh. By the way, should the Patriots want him, duh, or stop complaining that Belichick doesn't have a quarterback? There's one available right now, and they got a lot of cap space.
Yeah.
But you asked the question, Jay. Should Lamar want to go to Indianapolis? What do you think of that, Chris?
Well, Chris, he has a no-trade clause, right? So, I mean, he could turn down if that's where he didn't want to go.
Yeah, correct? I mean, in effect, that's how, you know, his free agency would go. Like, he could say that he's not going to accept whatever offer sheet that the Indianapolis Colts would put in front of him. Like, so, in a lot of ways, he has to be amenable to the destination that the Baltimore Ravens would try to move him to. But if you're Lamar, that seems like a situation that would be tailor-made for you. Think about what you would have to work with in Indianapolis. All of a sudden, it wouldn't all be on you. You got Jonathan Taylor, who a couple of years ago played at an MVP level, nearly 2,000 yards from scrimmage. You got Michael Pittman Jr., who's an up-and-coming wide receiver in the National Football League. In your defense, you had Pro Bowl players on all three levels. It makes a lot of sense to go run with the Indianapolis Colts. But especially if they're willing to give you the kind of money, Jay, that you're looking for. And think about the division you would be going to. Well, of all the divisions in the AFC, the AFC South is by far the easiest of the four.
Yeah, all those things from a scheme perspective and a personnel perspective for Indianapolis, it makes sense. I even hear your thoughts about the division. It makes sense. The only thing I push back on is if an owner has came out and said, like, I don't believe in guaranteed contracts. I don't believe in paying that type of money. Like, are you better suited playing for something like that where you know you're not going to end up where you want to be anyway? Or does it make sense to sit out for a year and see how much the landscape changes in a year?
Well, I'm of the proponent that if he doesn't get over $200 million in guarantees in his contract, then he should sit out. Because yeah, I think the market out. Is okay, going to come with him when you start talking about extensions that Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert are going to get. Last thing I will say about the Indianapolis thing that's intriguing, Jay, think about who your head coach is in Shane Steichen. This is a guy that got Jalen Hurts to play at nearly an MVP level, similar skill set. I love the fit. They just got to make the money work. I think that's exactly the biggest hurdle that they would have to clear.
We got to get to the NBA. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm talking to the team who will pay me. I will. Once we get that squared away, I will then publicly say, I want to be traded to that team. Boom. In other words, now no other bidders there, so the Ravens' demands in terms of what they can get with draft pick compensation must come down, right? Because now they don't have the same leverage because he's not going to play for the Ravens. He's not going to play for anyone else. Pull the NBA move. But first you got to get a team willing to pay. Okay. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Well, that's not what you wanted me to say. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, it was what they wanted me to say a second ago. Is brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and Beacon Pro Plus app helps roofers get things done from anywhere 24/7. Beacon, always building.
We're building.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
He might be the most skilled big with that size that the game has ever seen. You add his play with this team, it's over.
Jay's Round Ball Rankings.
The game is over.
Now, are we sure you want me to read the thing I see on the screen right now? Everyone be sure. Okay, give me the thumbs up. All right, I'm getting the thumbs up. These rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Jay's Round Ball Rankings with Chris Canty.
Hello.
Yes, not done by Jay. Not done by Jay. Chris.
I'm taking over. The Round Ball Rankings. Let's go. So because I guess I'm the wingman for Jay Will today, since Keyshawn Johnson is out on the show, he's on vacation.
No. I'm the point guard. You're my scorer, Chris.
I'm the scorer?
Yeah, you're, score. You're the primary
Well, if you're
option,
the point guard,
baby.
I'm still the wingman. I'm quite literally on the wing. I'm the two
of
the three,
but wingman
right?
would imply something different. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like you are him.
I'm right him?
Now. You are him.
I'm him?
I'm okay. CP3, you're KD. Go.
Okay, so we're talking about me being him, but the him that's next to him, right?
Because I don't know. Just do the list.
We're talking about the Robin next to the Batman.
Yes.
For Eastern Conference teams, right? So who are
that's
the best number two options in the Eastern Conference? So we're going
to
kick off the list with the honorable mention, right? And this might be the best NBA player under 25 years old that you don't know his name. We're going to kick it off in Cleveland, Jay. Honorable mention on my list, Darius Garland. Okay. Of Vanderbilt fame, averaging over 21 points a game. He's the backcourt mate for Donovan Mitchell. A lot of people don't know his name, but he's a big reason why. You're talking about the Cleveland Cavs being a top four seed in the Eastern Conference, which is the more competitive or the better of the two conferences when you look at the top of those respective conferences. So I love Darius Garland's game. He's got a lot of wiggle. He can knock it down from the perimeter. It's a guy that can go for 40 on any given night. Love Darius Garland's name. He didn't make the top five, but he's worth honorable mention. Yates, we got to keep it moving.
Number five
would be Jalen Brunson of New York Knicks fame. And think about this. A year ago, the Knicks were the 11th team in the Eastern Conference. They've jumped up to fifth this year, and Jalen Brunson is a big reason why. I played over 60 games, and you're talking about him averaging 24 per running. He's the perfect orchestrator for that Knicks offense under Tom Thibodeau. He gets the ball to Julius Randle and others in their spots. He controls the tempo of the game. And if you don't realize how good Jalen Brunson is, all you got to do is look at how far the Dallas Mavericks have fallen since he walked out in free agency. Let's keep it pushing.
Number four,
we got Bam Adebayo. And while Bam's numbers are respectable, you're talking about 20 points, 9 rebounds. You have to go beyond the stat sheet to quantify how important Bam Adebayo is to the Miami Heat success. Eric Spoelstra loved this player, and for good reason, because he does all the dirty work. He can defend 1 through 5. This guy is scrappy. He personifies the hustle that Pat Riley wants all his players to play with. And so because of that, Bam Adebayo has to be in the top five of this list. He's checking in at number four. Made the All-Star team again in his career. I think it's his second All-Star team, and this is an ascending player. So Bam Adebayo is number four in my number twos in the Eastern Conference.
Number three,
we got James Harden leading the league in assists. What's understood ain't got to be said. The beard is a big reason why I'm looking at the Philadelphia Sixers as a dark horse team to come out of the East and make it to the NBA Finals. Number two. We got my boy Drew. That would be Drew Holiday for the Milwaukee Bucks. With the missed time that Giannis had, it was clear that Drew Holiday proved his value in his stature in the league. A couple of 50-point games in recent memory. I think this is a guy that does it all, not only on the offensive end, but also on the defensive end. His tenacity, his toughness, his style of play is something that plays well once we get to postseason basketball.
Number one.
It has to be Jaylen Brown, right? And I feel wrong in calling Jaylen Brown a number two, because really he's a 1B to Jason Tatum's 1A. This guy is one of the best two-way players in all the league. I anticipate that he's going to be on one of those all-NBA teams at one of those forward slots, and we know how important that is in terms of the Boston Celtics being able to extend Jaylen Brown. So I think Jaylen Brown is the top number two in the Eastern Conference. So, Jay, I got to kick it to you. Any beefs, any glaring omissions in my top five list?
I'm gonna save my observations for when we come back from break.
Okay.
Canty. I got some
beef.
Things we gotta talk about.
I got okay. one
Max,
beef.
I know there's something you wanna talk about too.
Yeah, one beef.
One beef.
It's a good
okay.
list, but I got one beef.
Okay.
I got one mic, one beef, huh?
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, Chris Canty, not only in for Key, but doing Jay's lists for him. We're back with our observations on that list here on KJM ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. J. Will, part of the broadcast for the national championship game yesterday, got virtually no sleep and passed off his Jay's round ball rankings to Chris Canty. Had Canty do the work. Canty came up with he's in for Key today, came up with a top five.
Wait, time out. Stop with this slander.
Number two in the East. Jay's being lazy
here, Max.
Lazy Jay.
No,
he didn't pass it off. He gave me the honor, Max, of doing the round ball rankings list.
See how people lie in your name on this show?
Oh, yeah.
Max likes
to manipulate the narrative.
My Western Conference top, number twos.
You did?
And that's how CC and I decided to divide and conquer, Max.
There you go. It's called teamwork, Max.
Jay passed it off to Chris Canty, going on very little sleep. That's the narrative. I'm just going to keep hammering it home.
Yeah, Max is not used to that. Max is not used to it.
So, Jay, what did you think?
Max is like a tennis player. He's all about himself.
So that's right. So what do you think about the list he had in order 1 through 5?
So real quick, I'll give you the list.
Let me do it, Chris. We'll be here all day. Jaylen Brown with the Celtics is number 1. Two, Drew Holiday to the Bucks. 3, James Harden in the Sixers. Bam Adebayo on the Heat is the fourth best, number 2 in the Eastern Conference. And he says Jalen Brunson on the Knicks is the 5th. He gave honorable mention to Darius Garland on the Cavs. Jay, what do you think?
Say his name, Chris Canty. Say Jalen Brunson. Say it.
Jalen Brunson.
Say it. Yell louder.
Jalen Brunson.
Say it like you mean it.
Jalen Brunson.
He can't be number 5, man.
Wow.
He can't be number 5. I would have Bam 5. Like I'm actually really trying to decide.
Yes.
Whether I want to have Jalen Brunson number 3 on this list. And I understand the value of James Harden leading the league in assists, and I get what that looks like. But I do feel like I can make a case that Jalen Brunson and the leadership that he's brought to the table for the New York Knicks, who didn't make the playoffs last year, it has a slightly bigger impact than James Harden with the Philadelphia 76ers. So I'm fighting between that, but like Jalen Brunson can't be 5, man.
Okay, Chris, Jay, I'm going to raise you one. I agree he can't be 5. I also don't think he can be 3 because I don't think he's the number 2 on the team. We're not just talking about whether or not he's the primary scoring option here, right? I think Jalen Brunson is the best and most important player on the Knicks. If someone said you could have Jalen Brunson or Julius Randle, I'm going to take Jalen Brunson on my team. I think Julius Randle is the 2. Now, I would rate Julius Randle, not Jalen Brunson, because if you said whose team it is, seems to me it's Jalen Brunson's team.
So then, Max, but I think that's a little bit of a hole in your argument. Let me ask you this. Obviously, the best player in Philadelphia is Joel Embiid, but do you have any insight to, if they don't win the championship this year, do you think that's more on Joel Embiid or James Harden?
I get it, but you have James Harden listed as the 2, because it's Joel Embiid.
I don't have Joel. I don't have James Harden listed as the 2.
Yeah, no, well, Chris does. Chris has James Harden. I agree with that. That's uncontroversial. James, the only question is it Harden or Maxey? You take Harden, fine.
Yeah.
So Harden's on the list as the 2. I would have Julius Randle as the 2 and Jalen Brunson. Who do you think is the most important player on the list?
Julius Randle is averaging 25, 10, and 4.
So is Jalen, kind of. 24 or something.
There are only like 3 or 4 players in the entire NBA that have those averages, and they're all NBA players. So I have a hard time calling Julius Randle a number 2, especially since 3 years ago he did make an All-NBA team. So I think this is Julius Randle's team, but Jalen Brunson has brought those leadership intangibles and that presence of a floor general that they've been missing from the point guard spot for decades on end.
I hear you guys. Let me ask you this. If there was an in baseball you have an expansion draft, you can only protect so many players.
Yeah.
Let's just say all the Knicks were available and you're starting a team. Who are you taking off the Knicks? You could be on Chris Candy's team. Who do you want?
Of course I'm probably going to go with Jalen Brunson.
That's what I'm saying. Me too. What about you, Jay? Who are you taking off the Knicks for your team?
So I have nobody on my team.
Nobody on your team. Who do you want?
Jalen Brunson.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he plays a more important position too in today's NBA.
But all
so
these
that
other dudes,
as well.
All these other dudes, you're probably taking Tatum. You're going to take the freak. You're going to take Embiid. You see what I mean? Another way of thinking who's the one is who do you want off that team? That's what I'm saying.
I hear where you're coming from.
I don't know, because
it's a good list. That's the only
Drew Holiday is a big time bona fide leader.
No doubt. Everyone's available on the Bucks. You taking Holiday or Giannis?
No, but that's different, because if you put Giannis with Jalen Brunson, I'm still taking Giannis too if Giannis is on the Knicks.
No doubt.
But the question is, that makes no sense.
Of course you are.
Well, that's what I'm – but you're making me choose between – I don't know.
Yes, I'm saying who's – the way to distinguish who the one is on the team, one of the ways is you could have anyone on that team. Who do you want on your team? So, yes, if Brunson was on the Bucks, surely he would not be the one. He ain't on the Bucks. He's on the Knicks. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And so, I think so Julius Randle.
Let me ask you this question, Jay, because you were talking about Harden and Brunson. Do you think that the Sixers would have a better chance at competing at a championship level with Jalen Brunson over James Harden?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
That means that there's pressure on James Harden going into the playoffs.
I think James is special.
Okay.
I think James is really special. There's something about the way Jalen Brunson plays in big moments. I've seen James more as a scorer, and I think his game has transformed. I think his game is at the best place it's been, right? Mm-hmm. I just think the body of work at where James's game is now I've seen a bigger body of work with Jalen Brunson that I trust more in those moments. Doesn't mean that James can't rise above that level. I mean, who would you take in that matchup? Like, who would you think will get the best of each other in that matchup between Jalen Brunson and James Harden? That's a tough question.
Well, I mean, are we having a conversation about what we expect in the regular season versus the postseason?
I mean, they meet in the postseason.
The box score or the moment of truth?
Yeah, because I guess that's the thing, right? Like, I would lean on the upside of what I've seen from James Harden in the moments in his career over Jalen Brunson, even though Brunson just in part took his team to the conference finals last year.
There's more, and Jay, you brought this up. Because there's the on-the-court stuff and there's the off-the-court, like there's the culture, the setting, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a knock. I'm not knocking James Harden for this. I'm saying Jalen Brunson, look at the team he was just on. Look at how they did with him.
No doubt.
Look at how they did without him. He's looking so good right now. Look at the team he joined. Look at how they did without him. Look at how they're doing now. That's a big part. Jay, it's like your argument about Steph Curry, why he should be higher on the top 10 all-time list, right? It's not a one-on-one game. One-on-one, of course, it's James Harden, but it's not that game.
Would I trust James Harden to make a play? Potentially. But, like, in the trenches defensively, like, that's not even a question. Like, I'm taking Jalen Brunson. Like, if he came down, like, for a big play to get a stop, like, Jalen Brunson would be that guy for me. I don't know. It's a different feel that I have with Brunson.
He's one of those guys whose stock has gone so far up by new circumstances shining a light on what he brings.
Well, he
right?
plays for the Knicks as opposed to playing for the Mavericks, and he's at MSG, so that matters in terms of everything he does being magnified.
And especially when you look at the Mavericks.
Yeah,
now,
but
though,
think about
like,
what the, exactly. Think about what the Knicks were last year and what the Mavericks were last year, and the biggest difference between the two teams is the presence or absence of Jalen Brunson. So I'm with you guys. It's crazy to me that Jay says that there's no question the Sixers will be in better position to compete for a title with Brunson over Harden. To me, that puts so much more pressure on James Harden going into this postseason,
especially with Joel Embiid
playing at an MVP level. How much better can
Joel Embiid play?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. What else can he do? You want him to fly?
You fought to get out of Brooklyn. Now you're with a championship contender. You got to do your part to deliver.
And it's not like Maxie's not on the team. He's a killer. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are back tomorrow, 6 a.m. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.